At the end of Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara had a kasha that we should learn out Rosh Hashanah from the Shivas Yomei Miluim to require Prishas Zayin Yomim Lufnei Yom Echad for Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara answered, Donim Parva Ayel Mishaloi, Mi Parva Ayel Mishaloi, that we dafka learn out Yom Kippur, where the Parva Ayel come from the funds of the Kohen Gadol, from the Miluim, where the Parva Ayel come from the funds of the Kohen Gadol. Lafuke, Rosh Hashanah Natzeres, where the money comes Mishal Tzibur. So the Gemara now continues on the last line of Gimel Amud Aleph. Ha nicha l'manda omer, that's very good according to the manda omer who holds, kach lecha mishalcha. That when the Torah said by the miluim, kach lecha, it meant mishalcha, from your own funds. Va'asei lecha, and by chatzoytzeris, when it says va'asei lecha, you should make for yourself mishalcha, it means that it should come from your own funds. El l'mandi omer mishal tzibur, but according to the manda omer who holds that it means Mishal Tzibur, my Ikalim Eimar, what are you going to say? Your whole teretz was done in Parva Ayel Mishaloi from Parva Ayel Mishaloi, but if you hold that Lecha means Mishal Tzibur, then you don't have a teretz. The Tanya, because we see this in a Braisa, because the Braisa says, Kach Lecha Mishalcha. It says, Kach Lecha by the Samim of the Ketores, and that we darshin Mishalcha from your own funds. V'asei Lecha by the Chatzoytzeris, Mishalcha from your own funds. And when it says by Shemen Zayis that you should take for yourself the Shemen Zayis, Mishal Tzibur, that means from the Tzibur. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonason Oimer, however, Rabbi Yonason says, Bein Kach Lecha, Bein V'yikhu Elecha, Sai, when it says Kach Lecha by the Samim of the Ketores, and when it says V'yikhu Elecha by the Shemen Zayis, Mishal Tzibur means Mishal Tzibur. Umat Talmud Loimer Kach Lecha. So if itaka means Mishal Tzibur, why does it say Kach Lecha B'Loshin Yochid? And for the Gemara Kavi Yochol, as if to say Mishalcha Ani Roitze Yoiser Mishalohem, that from yours I want more than from them. Rashi explains in his first pshat that it means if a Tzibur would be able to get a kapara through a Yochid, then I would want it to come from you. And that's why it says Kach Lecha. In the second pshat, Rashi explains what the Lashon of Kaviyachol means, and he says that against our will, we say such a thing, as if it would be possible to say it. And that's what every Kaviyachol means in Gan Shas. The Ritva explains that what Rashi is saying in the second pshat is that the Pasuk means to say, take this carbon of the Tzibur, and it should be considered as if it's yours, because I want from you more than from the Tzibur. Now the Gemara continues in the Braisa, Abba Chanan Omar Mishum Rebbe Lazar, that Abba Chanan says in the name of Rebbe Lazar, Kosov Echad Oimer, in one pasuk it says, V'yosisa lecha aroin eitz, you should make for yourself an aroin made out of wood. V'chosov Echad Oimer, and in one pasuk it says, V'yosu aroin atzei shitim, that they should make, that Klai Yisrael should make an aroin made out of atzei shitim. Ha-Ketzad, how do you reconcile this stira? It seems to be that in one place, the Aroin is required to be made from a Yochid. And then in another place, the Pasuk says, V'yosu Aroin Atzei Shitim, that it should come from the Tzibur. So, Emet the Gemara, Kam Bizman She Yisrael Oysen Retzoin Yishol Mokoyim, Kam Bizman She In Oysen Retzoin Yishol Mokoyim. That where does it say that it's Mishal Tzibur, that it's called on the Tzibur's name, V'yosu Aroin Atzei Shitim? That's Dafka, where Klai Yisrael is being Oysen Retzoin Yishol Mokoyim. They're doing the Rotten of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, when Klal Yisrael is not Oysen Ritzoin Yishol Mokoyim, then it's called Al Shem HaYochid V'Asisa Lecha Aroin Eitz. Now, Rebbe Lazar over here is really going in the Shita of Rebbe Yonason, that when it says Lecha means Mishal Tzibur, he's just explaining that where is it that it means Mishal Tzibur when it says Lecha, that's when it's Oysen Ritzoin Yishol Mokoyim. When Klal Yisrael is Oysen Ritzoin Yishol Mokoyim, when they're doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when is it Mishal Yochid? When Klal Yisrael is not Oysen Ritzoin Yishol Mokoyim. So we see over here in this Braisa that we have the sheet of Rabbi Yonason who holds that Lecha means Mishal Tzibur. So Lechayra, we don't have a Teretz. Why we don't say that Lechaper is referring to Rosh Hashanah to require Prishas Shivas Yom Lefnei Yom Echad for Rosh Hashanah. Envit the Gemara. Ad Kan Le Pligi, that the whole Machloikis, Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia, is only Elo Bekichos Da'alma Vasiyos Da'alma. by other kichois and by other asiois that it says in the Torah. Over there, when it says lecha, they have a machloikis if it means mishalcha or if it means mishal tzibur. But, and what's kichois da'alma? Kichois da'alma is kach lecha samim, like this pasuk that we brought before, that you should take samim for the k'tayres, asiyos da'alma, and what's asiyos da'alma? Asay lecha shtecha tzayitzeris kesef, you should make for yourself two trumpets made out of kesef, out of silver. Aval hanach, but when it says lecha, this lashon yachid, by the miluim, and by Yom Kippur, Pirusha come a farish. It's mefurish in the pasuk, the mishal chahu, then it means that it should come from your own funds and not from the tzibur. Where do we see that? B'miluim, by the miluim mechti, let's see. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, vel b'nei Yisrael to daber leimar, that you should speak to Klal Yisrael saying, kechus irizim lechatos, that you should take si irizim for a chatos, goats for a chatos. And it says, v'yomer l'aroin, and he said to Aaron, kach lecha egel ben bokar lechatos, that you should take for yourself egel ben bokar lechatos. Lomali, why do you have to say lecha when it says that pasuk kach lecha vayemer laarin kach lecha egel ben bokar lechatos? Why do you have to say lecha? We were saying beloshin rabim in the pasuk of vayemer in the pasuk before vel bnei yisrael to daber lemer kachus yirizim lechatos. So why did the Torah switch it to say that it's loshin yachid kach lecha vayistois? That even though normally lecha means mishal tzibur, over here the Torah switched the lashon from lashon rabim to lashon yachid in order to tell us that over here by the miluim lecha means mishal cha. Shema mino kach lecha mishal cha. We can hear from this that when it says kach lecha by the miluim, it means mishal cha from your own funds. By yom kippurim mechti. Let's see. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk bezois yavoi. Aharon ala kodesh b'farben bokar lechatos v'goimer, that Aharon HaKohen should come to the kodesh with a parben bokar lechatos. And then the pasuk says, "U'me'is adas b'nei Yisrael yikach shneis irizim lechatos," that you should take, it should come from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should take two seirizim lechatos. And the pasuk says right after, "V'hikriv es parachatos asher loy," that Aharon HaKohen should be makriv the parachatos which belongs to him. Now again over here, we were saying Beloshin Rabim, you should take from Bnei Yisrael, Shnei Seir Izin Lechatos. And then the Pasuk says, by the Hakrovo, V'hikriv es parachatos asher loy. Why did it switch to asher loy? It should have just said V'hikriv es parachatos. So Vayistois, from the fact that the Torah switched from Rabim to Loshin Yochid, that this carbon over here has to come from the funds of the Kohen Gadol. So again, V'hikriv es parachatos asher loy, lomali. Why does it have to say asher loy? Shema mino. We hear from this, hai loy, then when it says loy over here in the pasuk, misha loyhu, then it means it comes from the funds of the Kohen Gadol. So now the Teretz is back, we're reinstated, we're done in Parvachatas misha loy, from Parvachatas misha loy, to learn out Yom Kippur from the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Rav Ashi says another Teretz. Done in par lechatos v'ayel o'ilo, mi parvachat lechatos v'ayel o'ilo. We dafka learn out that we have a par lechatos by Yom Kippur and a ayel oilo by Yom Kippur from the par lechatos by the miluim, the ayel oilo and the ayel oilo from the miluim. Lafuke Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres, and that comes lafuke Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The tarvaihu oilois ninu, because over there both karbonis are oilois, and therefore we don't learn out from the miluim. Ravina Omar, Ravina says another teretz. Donin avoida b'koin gadol mi avoida b'koin gadol. We dafka learn out Yom Kippur, where the Avodah is done by a Kohen Gadol, from the Miluim, where the Avodah is done by a Kohen Gadol. La'afuke kulahu kashyason. And this takes care of all the kashyas that the Gemara asked until now, that all these places that we should learn out, and not Yom Kippur, from the Shivas Miyam Miluim, because the Lav Avodah b'Kohen Gadol ninu, because in all those places it's not Avodah b'Kohen Gadol. Ve'ikad Amri, and some say, Amr Ravina, the Ravina said a different teretz. Don in Avodah t'chilo, we dan Yom Kippur, where it's an avoida tchila, it's the beginning of the avoida. Me avoida tchila from an avoida tchila, the first avoida, the beginning of the avoida of miluim. Lafuke hani, and that's coming lafuke all the other kashas that we asked. The lav tchila ninu, that it's not the beginning. In fact, the Gemara my tchila. What does it mean when it says that it's avoida tchila? Ilema, if you're going to tell me, if you're going to say tchila b'kohen gadol, that by Yom Kippur, it's the beginning, it's the first avoida b'kohen gadol by karbonos tzibur, that it has to be dafka b'kohen gadol, haynu k'maisa. Then that's the same thing as the first girsa, the first lashon of Ravina, that it's done in avoida b'kohen gadol, me avoida b'kohen gadol. Ela avoidot chila b'mokoyim. Rather, avoidot chila means that it's the first time we have the avoida b'mokoyim in this place in the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Because until now there was never an avoida lefnai v'lefnim in the Kodesh Hakadoshim. It's only by the first Yom Kippur where Aaron HaKohen went in lefnai v'lefnim to the Kodesh Hakadoshim to do the avoida. And we learned it out, mi avoida tchila b'mokoyim, from the Miluim, where there also is a concept of the first avoida b'mokoyim in this place, which is referring to the Mizbeach HaChitzin. It's the first time that there was an avoida on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Now Rashi points out that maybe you'll ask that why is this the avoida tchila b'mokoyim on the Mizbeach HaChitzin? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was meshamesh b'kahuna for the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, and it was only on the eighth day that Aaron was meshamesh in the Mishkan. So Rashi tells us that that's not a kasha, because avoida tchila b'mokoyim is talking about kehanim doing the avoida b'big day kahuna. Masha'inki Moshe Rabbeinu was meshamesh b'chaluk lavan, which was hira shah, and that's not what we're talking about over here. Zokti Gemara, ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar he said, Rabbi Yochanan masni chada. The Rabbi Yochanan learned one, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi masni tartin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learned two. Zokti Gemara, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan masni chada, Rabbi Yochanan learned one, lasois lechaper, that when it says in the Pasuk, lasois lechaper, by the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, that's referring to only Maisi Yom HaKippurim, which means to say that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that there's only one halacha that's learned out from the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, that just like by the Miluim we have Prishas Shivas Yom Lifnei Yom Echad, so too by Yom Kippur we have Prishas Shivas Yom Lifnei Yom Echad. Rabbi Shuman Levi Masni Tarti. Rabbi Shuman Levi learns too. Lasois Elu Maisa Para. Lasois is coming to tell us that Maisa Para, which is the Sreifas HaPara, that you need to have Prishas Zayin Yom Lifnei Yom Echad of the Sreifas HaPara, and Lechaper Eilam Aisi Yom HaKippurim. And when it says Lechaper, it's coming to tell us Prishas Zayin Yom Lifnei the Avoida of Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Yochanan Masni, Fet the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodo, how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan learns one? V'ha'anantanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shivas Yom Koidim Yom HaKippurim, V'shivas Yom Koidim Sreifas HaPara. We have one Mishnah that says Shivas Yomim before Yom HaKippurim, and one Mishnah that says Shivas Yomim before the Sreifas HaPara. So how could Rabbi Yochanan argue on a Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Maila Ba'alma, that really the limud is Dafka to Yom Kippur. And there's no halacha that's learned out from the Miluim that you need to have Prisha Shivas Yomim Lifnei Yom Echad by Sreifas HaPara. It's just a Maila Ba'alma, because of the Kal, that they were Mekel, that they were Matami the Koyin, and to make him a tful yoim, in order to go lafuke that stukin, like we mentioned that Beis Amid Aleph. So in Mela, they had all these other mailois because of the fact that they had these kulois. So they had a mailo also over here that they were payrish the koyin shivas yomim lifnei sreifas haporo. For the Gemara of Omer Rav Menyumi bar Chilki Omer Rav Machasya bar Idi, Omer Rav Yochanan, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, kasher also b'yom hazeh, like you do on this day, like you did on this day, Tziva Hashem Lasois Lechaper Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzave to you, Lechaper Aleichem, Lasois. And we darshan Lasois Eilu Maisa Para, that it says Lasois, it means Maisa Para, and Lechaper Eilu Maisa Yom HaKippurim. It means Maisa Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Yochanan himself says over here that it's coming, it's Masni Tarti, that it's coming to tell you Yom HaKippurim and the Sreifas HaPara. And for the Gemara, Ahud Rabbe, that's the opinion of his Rebbe, not the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan himself. The Chiyasa Ravim, because when Ravim came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, he said that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lasis Eilu Maisa Para, that Lasis is Maisa Para, and Lechaper Eilu Maisa Yom HaKippurim. So Tosis points out, and he asks Akasha, how is it that Rabbi Yochanan could argue under Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel is a Tana. So Tosfos answers that on Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. And that Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan is who Rabbi Yochanan is going with. He's going with that Tana. Omer le Rish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Mehecha ke Yalfis la. Where did you learn out your din of Prisha? Mimiluim. You learned it out from the Miluim. Ima Miluim kol hakasu behem ma'akav behen. Madach by the Miluim. Anything that's written in the Pasuk by the Miluim is Ma'akiv. Af Hochanami, so too over here also, by Yom HaKippurim, Kol HaKosav B'hem Ma'akiv B'hem. Anything that's written over there should be ma'akiv. V'chitema, if you're going to tell me, hachinami, that that's true, that can't be. V'hatnan, we learned in our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, u'maskinin lo'y koyin acher tachtov, that we set aside another koyin to be a substitute for the koyin gadol. V'lo'y ketani mafrishin, and we did not learn mafrishin, that he has to have afrosha of zayin yomim. V'chi teimo my maskinin mafrishin. When it says maskinin, it means mafrishin. Then listening or idi maskinin. Then we should say the loshin of maskinin side by the first kohen gadol and side by the substitute or idi mafrishin. Or we should learn by both then the loshin of mafrishin. How can we switch from maskinin to mafrishin? Vayis dois, they mean two different things. Omar le, Rabbi Yochanan answered back to Rish Lakish. Elamar mehecha yalafla. So where do you, Rish Lakish, where do you learn it out from? Omar, so Rish Lakish said, mi Sinai. He learns it out from Sinai. The Ksiv, because it says by Har Sinai, vayishko in kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, that the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Har Sinai, vaychaseihu ha'onon sheshes yomim, and he covered him with an onon, with a cloud, for 6 days, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu over here, vayikra el Moshe vayim hashvi, and he called out to Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th day. Zokri Shlokish Mechti, let's see. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra el Moshe b'yem Hashvi, that he called out to Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th day. My Sheshes Yomim. So why do you have to say Sheshes Yomim? Obviously, it's after 6 days. It could have just said in the Pasuk, Vayishkan Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseihu ha'onon, and it covered him with the onon, Vayikra el Moshe b'yem Hashvi. Obviously, we know that it's going to be for 6 days if he called out to him on the 7th day. So Zebonaav Shekola Nichnas Machna Shchina, this is a lima to teach us that anybody who enters the Machna of the Shchina, Tolim Prishas Shisha, needs a Prisha, needs to be separated for 6 days. For at the Gemara of Ha'anan Shivotanan, but we learned in our Mishnah 7 days. And for the Gemara, really you need 6 days. Over here it's different, and you need 7. Why? Because Mastis and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah, our Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah, the Chayish L'Tumas Beisai, because he's Chayish for Tumas Beisai. He's worried that maybe if the Kohen Gadol will be Nizkak Li'ishtoi, he'll be boil his wife, and it was found that she's a Nida. So then the halacha is that somebody who's a boil Nida will have the Tumah of the Nida herself, and he's going to be Tummy for Shivas Yom, and then he won't be able to perform the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So therefore, he needs to be Poirish for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Now, in the Shakla V'tari of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish asked the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan did not answer that kasha. He just went back and asked Rish Lakish, where did you get your makar from? And he said, from Har Sinai. So what does he do about the kasha of Rish Lakish? So the Ritva speaks out that Rabbi Yochanan was not chosh for the kasha of Rish Lakish based upon the Yerushalmi that says that sometimes when we have a limud, it doesn't mean that the limud is to be ma'akev everything. Sometimes it's coming to teach you that there are certain milas that you could take out from the limud. He says, the Lashon, the Itmar B'Yerushalmi, the Hazimnin, the Alfina Mila Mihadodi, L'mitzvah V'loy Li'ikuva. Sometimes you learn out one thing from another, and it's L'mitzvah, but it's not Li'ikuva. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was not chosh for the Kasha of Rish Lakish.